Good morning, world. Good morning, Wisconsin. It's a new day. We hope you're feeling good. 8:06 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Seth Habhacker.
Good morning, everyone.
And we kick off our mornings here on the morning show here at WFHR with our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, it's good. Morning to you guys.
How are things going over there?
Oh, pretty good. How are things going for you on a Monday?
Not bad. A little hazy out there, a little bit of a, but that's kind of what we're expecting this week is the way it's looking, huh, Paul?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, still some of that haze and some of that smoky haze certainly with us, but otherwise some cloud cover today, and along with that, some scattered showers around the region as the day goes on. More persistent rains a bit off to the eastern parts of the state, but otherwise highs stay at right around 70 with a northwest wind at about 10 to 25. Tonight, shower chances taper off, some partial clearing, lows at 53, and then on Tuesday, some hazy sunshine and a high at about 81. North wind 10 to 15, 57, partly cloudy Tuesday night. We do get back into chances for a couple storms, popping back up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Partial sun each day, some low 80s for the end of the week. And then weekend weather still pretty quiet, just an isolated storm chance Saturday. Otherwise, partial sun upper 70s to around 80 for highs through the end of the weekend. So definitely a very more seasonal temperature pattern sticking around throughout this upcoming week.
Is this closer to the normal temperatures we have around this time of year, Paul?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm going to settle back, right around 80 is pretty average right now. And we'll get back there tomorrow and really right through the weekend, pretty much in that category.
Well, yeah. We know how much Mother Nature likes to throw us curveballs at everything this time of year, Paul. We should probably talk to you live tomorrow. We should probably talk tomorrow.
Exactly. This sounds like a good plan to me.
We'll meet you back here, Paul. You have a great day.
All right, you guys too.
Thank you. Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trapley, the Weather Eye Weather Center. He will meet us back here, right?
He will.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yep. He will. Okay.
Yeah, contractually
obligated.
And
it's nice to hear rain in the forecast.
Yes.
Boy, do we need it. Whew.
Mm-hmm.
We're catching up last hour over on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Seth, Melissa, and I were catching up. How was your weekend?
Oh, me. Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm not ready yet. I think I had time to prepare.
Here's your script.
As unaccustomed as I am to public speaking. Yeah. No.
It's his first day, everyone. Yeah.
No, it was good.
You just talk right into the microphone.
Yeah. Oh, is that what this is? Okay. All right.
You're going to be good at this. I got a feeling.
So anyway, my weekend. Yes. No, it was good. It was good. Had a lot of fun this weekend with the boys. Just the three of us. You know, Beth is still out of town. Yeah, so right. we're having some fun together, he said. And but for the most part, no, they've been good. They've been really good. So it's been enjoyable, you know, just having the kids. There's times when I'm like, okay, you guys got to go somewhere else.
Yes.
Yeah, I need a little break.
Yeah.
But other than
time
that,
off.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Please take my kids to work.
When you're
sorry, we celebrated that day earlier.
No, that's right. Okay.
When building a new home, they should have they have panic rooms and stuff. You know, they should have a panic room for parents.
Yeah.
They should definitely have one of those.
Their own timeout room, right?
Yep, yeah. It's just a minute or two, just for a minute or two. But
it's
complete silence. Just
usually it's called the bathroom, but that's not a guarantee.
No, it's not. Unfortunately,
not in my experience. No, not in my experience. My son not only learned how to open the bathroom door, he learned that he could put something in the way so that it couldn't be shut.
You said prop the door early.
I couldn't tell if he was just trying to trip me because he thought it'd be funny, or if he was trying to keep the door open. It was the door. He was trying to keep the door open.
That's funny.
I wanted to touch on Rafter news real quick here. Rafters are rolling right now. Up and down weekend over in Battle Creek, but got righted the ship yesterday. Trounced back Battle Creek in the second game of the series, winning 13-3.
Woo!
I would hit the Battle Jacks of 12-7. Nicely done by them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good game. Wisconsin Rapids elevated their game in all aspects yesterday. They hit a high efficiency, had terrific pitching, and made no errors on the defense side of the ball. We're going to talk a little bit more about this during Playmakers today. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4 this afternoon. We'll be talking not only about the game, but leading you into a game at 5 o'clock, 5:50, I should say. Traverse City is where we're at today with our Rafters and the boys of summer.
Nice.
Going to be a good one. First pitch will be at 7:05. So And if you can go out and get tickets when the Rafters come back to town, you can get them at northwoodsleague.com. Rafters are out of town tomorrow as well. They're still in Traverse City, 5:50 pregame for that one. Back home on Wednesday, hosting Lakeshore for a two-game series.
All right.
Again, go to northwoodsleague.com. Get your tickets today, and we'll meet you at the ballpark. We joked about this before, and actually I think it was one of the first segments Melissa and I talked about was morning alarms and our alarms in the morning. And one of the things if I remember right, Mel, we talked about was, well, you're going to get to a point where you wake up before your alarm. Mm-hmm. But, and I think
if you're consistent.
Yeah. And I think, I can't remember, I'm sorry, if you were already having that problem when we talked about it, Melissa, if that's current thing for you. I know that is a consistent thing for me. I've been doing this spot for a good 8 years, I think. Mm-hmm. And I just now, it's a Saturday, it's a Sunday, I don't have to be here. I'm still up at 5:30, 6 o'clock. it just doesn't even matter. But I still set my alarm. Mm-hmm. I still do it. Even though I don't know if there's been one time that I slept through it or even, you know, didn't wake up before it.
Right.
I don't know if it's habit or what it is. We'll get more into the actual article in a second, but I'm curious. Ooh. With you two. Seth, do you have an alarm? Do you wake up before your alarm? You've had to get up a little earlier in the last couple of weeks, especially with us.
Well, yeah, it's because I'm not on the morning show every day,
yeah.
It's a little bit different, but in general, yeah, I tend to wake up before the alarm, but every now and then, like today, for instance, I didn't. I did. Yeah, I always set an alarm just in case, because there's always that one or two times that it's like, yeah, I'm extra tired or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I just slept in until right to the alarm. So, yeah, I always set it just to make sure.
Melissa, yeah, I always do too. But actually, last night I had a nightmare that my alarm didn't go off and I didn't wake up until almost 8 o'clock. And I was running around frantic because I wasn't on time for work. I couldn't. And the clean feed link didn't come in. I was like, you guys didn't even notice I wasn't there.
Oh, God.
And
oh.
So you didn't send. And nobody called me. And I was super late for work. I mean, 7:56 is way past. You know, I start work before 5 every morning when it's typically between 4:30 and 4:50. And so yeah, I was late, and then it didn't even occur to me that I didn't do my news until after I went through the panic of not being able to connect with you guys, and I was like, oh man, all right, I just give up. I'm going back to bed.
Yeah, there you go. That's the plan.
That's the plan. There you go.
That's exactly.
So it had a happy ending. Yeah.
Well, I suppose. Except that I woke up and looked at my clock and I'm like, oh, it's 2:30. Okay. My alarm doesn't go off for another half hour.
Yeah.
No, that ain't right.
Oh, that is a nightmare, man. Wow.
We could not do this show without you. We would know right away when you were not there.
That's true.
Now, I will say, if that were to ever happen to any of you guys, complete grace, no worries. I don't care if it happened 3 days in a row, but I will rip you about it.
I will
give you a hard time about it. Definitely, definitely. So we're bringing this up because if you fall into one of these categories, you're officially better at life maybe than some others. Who knows? I don't know. Or maybe you have kids and pets and you don't even need an alarm. Who knows? 28% of Americans say that they usually wake up before their alarm goes off. That's 28%. They're almost 30%. That's a pretty high number, I think.
That's decent.
Another 13% never even use an alarm. So 41% of us don't need them or mainly just use them as a fail safe. Fail safe.
Yeah, I have to do that because even if I wake up before it, if I don't have an alarm set, I can't fall asleep because I'm worried I won't
anxiety.
Wake up on time.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I could agree with you. I actually have an extra alarm set recently for 2 o'clock so that I know that at 3 I got to be here to do Playmaker.
That's right.
I'm not used to having to be here in the afternoon. I haven't needed it yet, but it goes anyway. I got it there just in case.
Just in case.
It's nice to have that extra reminder.
Monday is one of the busiest days of the week for me. Mm-hmm. So having this kind of like a curveball thrown in there is not a bad thing. I'm enjoying it. I'm really happy to have a presence in the afternoons. And our audience has followed with us, and we've been really thankful to that. But it's still just, you know, having that backup.
Just in case.
Yeah. Overall, 29% said that they usually get up right when their alarm goes off. 26% said after. That includes 11% of us who always hit snooze at least once. Only 21% of us never do. I haven't hit a snooze or done that probably since high school.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You just, when it's up, you're done, you're up,
when
and
I'm
you're
up,
right
I'm
going.
Up. Yeah. Yeah, I cannot fall back asleep.
Right.
I try so hard, especially with the whole waking up early on a Saturday or
yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, this
right.
is the one day. But I am no good at sleep. That has been proven. And I just got to, I'm going to take a class in Mid-State. I'm gonna
Do
figure
they have a
this
sleep
out.
Class there? Yeah, do they offer yeah, that?
Something like that.
You know, sleep study might not be the worst thing for you.
I would break a sleep study. I would break it. They would give up, like these scientists that dedicated their lives to this field, like 8 years in school, and they're done.
They're
like,
tearing you know, their hair out. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go make balloon animals for a living. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Would you guys do a sleep study? Would you do something like that?
I was actually signed up to do one. Once, because it was a couple years ago when I was having trouble sleeping. If it turned out to be something that we were fixing anyway, yeah, that I was yeah. having some issues with, but I was signed up for it. The problem is around here they only do them up in Wausau. They don't do them here, so and there's a lot of people on the waiting list, and it's hard to get into them around here anyway. So I never ended up taking it, and I've been sleeping better since then anyway. So I don't feel like I really need to do it, but other than that, no, I have not actually had one.
Hmm. No, I haven't either. I don't usually have a lot of trouble sleeping. I have a lot of weird, very vivid dreams, but
we can attest to that apparently right now. Yeah.
Would you do a sleep study? If maybe it would be because you're good at sleeping, Melissa. Maybe they would want to study
for that. Maybe. Yeah. Control group.
I mean, I'd do it if it was a beneficial to me or to someone else. Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could.
Because I think they're a little awkward. You have to.
They
you
are.
You're going somewhere else. They try to make it homey, like it's your bedroom. Yeah. But
and then they attach stuff to you, and you
right.
know,
and then you're supposed to try to sleep. I don't know.
Oh. Nah, I'm not sure about that one.
See, I'm different from James in the fact that we're similar. I'm a night owl too. I mm-hmm. like staying up late, and my mind has always been a conscious fight against sleep, going to bed, because I don't want to go to bed. I want to stay up and read or do something else. Mm-hmm. And so I usually by the time I get to bed, I'm so exhausted. You know, I'm so tired. It's just I just blop. You know, flop. But it's not that I, you know, I have trouble going to sleep. It's only because I fight it. It's just something that I've just done all my life too. So, but once I'm asleep, but generally it's fine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, we're going to help you with some sleep this summer through the summer heat. We've got some hacks, some sleep hacks for sleeping in summer heat.
Oh, okay.
We've got that coming up for you after Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Nice.
And after we're done having fun with the Kitchens Open segment, which will kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. We're going to get into a little entertainment news, and we have the summertime quiz.
The summertime quiz.
We have a summertime quiz to figure out how well we know summer.
Oh, okay.
We'll get into that. All of that coming up for you and plenty more on The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Tell me I may always dance the anniversary waltz with you.
Oh, I know that voice. I know that voice. That's not
sounds like Judy Garland.
Is it Judy Garland?
No, it's not. But now I can't remember who it is.
I was going to say Anne Murray, but then as soon as she said Judy Garland, I'm like, wait, no, Melissa's right.
No, she's a bar 40 singer, yeah. Okay. But I can't remember her name off the top of my head.
It's a good one, though. I like that. We don't have many anniversary stuff in there.
Yes, I tried to add a few anniversary songs in there.
I like it. That is really nicely done. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.maleff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on Facebook as well. However you got to get them to us, go ahead. Morse code, smoke signals, doesn't matter.
We'll take them.
Yep.
Anyway, any which way you can.
We have one name on the list today, so we'll go ahead and give them the qualification. But first off, got to wish a very happy birthday to my brother-in-law, Nick Nzowski.
Oh, happy birthday, Nick.
Nick is an amazing human being. I've talked with Nick quite a bit about this, and him and I have known each other for years. His older brother, Mac, is married to my sister, Jill.
Mm-hmm.
Nick has been in a wheelchair since high school, and Nick is one of the the first people that I've known that it, that has been not, I don't want to say comfortable with this, but is at when I met him at such a wonderful place that made me comfortable with him in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And I've been honest with the audience before, growing up in a very open-minded family, I never had any issues with creeds, religions, anything like that, but I didn't grow up around a lot of people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And it took me a while to not be a, not uncomfortable around them, but do what a lot of us do, where, can I get that for you? Mm-hmm. Do you need to do this? Mm-hmm. Can I do this? Can I do this? And it was somebody like Nick that was very helpful with me of, like, I, you know, not so much like rolling over my foot or something.
Yeah, right,
you know? Like, just we goofed around a lot and helped me be more and more comfortable with things. Mm-hmm. Great human being, wonderful human being, and incredibly hilarious. If there was another world and he was doing this job, I wouldn't even be here. Like, he's very talented.
Nice.
Wishing you a happy birthday, Nick. Enjoy your day in Madison. Mm-hmm. Our right. qualifier today, Joanna Frederick.
Oh, happy birthday, Joanna.
Happy birthday.
We wish you a great day, Joanna. Hope it is a good one for you, and you're our qualifier for today.
Very cool.
Nick can't qualify, so I mean.
No, no.
It works out. Let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays. First up on the list, turning 30 today, Ariana Grande.
Ooh.
Wow.
30 for her.
Wow. She's... Oh wow! I didn't realize she was up there.
Yeah, usually it's the other way. usually I'm surprised a person is so old or what or young. Or
yeah,
what
right.
But this one, I'm a little surprised.
She's been around for so long. It seems like she should be older. I think that's part of it. She got started
and she
so
looks
young.
So young,
and
too.
She looks young too.
She does. Yes. Somebody's still looking young herself. Audrey Plaza is 39. I don't know many people that don't like Audrey Plaza, but I love her work. If you watched Parks and Recs, I don't know how you came out of that not loving April. Especially her and Ron's dynamic was so good. She really got a great break on that show and has taken the ball and run with it.
Awesome.
She was on that White Lotus show that was huge. She's been on a couple of other things, and she is going to be on the WandaVision spinoff, Agatha Coven of Chaos, which I'm very excited about to see her in the MCU.
Yeah, that's great. Mm.
She is a natural fit in there, and just a natural talent. She's very good. A lot of the work that you see her do is her writing, her improvising.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Also, a very good stand-up comedian for a while there. she already had a great career, and she's only 39, and it's just now starting to... You could make the argument she's just now starting to hit her prime of her career, which is pretty cool.
That's cool.
Jason Schwartzman is 43.
Wow.
Max Fisher on Rushmore. He was in he's in a couple of other things, too. He is Talia Schreier's son, Francis Ford Coppola's nephew, and Nicolas Cage's cousin.
Wow.
That's some connections.
Yeah.
He was a drummer in a band for a while, too. I just can't remember the name of that band.
Me neither. I know what you're talking about. But
I like his work. I think Jason Schwartzman is a much more likable and much more realistic version of what Woody Allen made a career out of.
Yes.
The nervous, kind of like, I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know where to put my feet kind of thing, you know, a person. He's made a career off of this, and a very good one.
He's got out a nice career, yeah.
The band is called Phantom Planet.
Thank you, Melissa.
Oh, awesome.
Crazy. It was bugging me. They had one big hit, California, I believe.
Yeah.
And that was about it. He was in that band for a long time.
Named after a movie from the 60s, too, if I remember correctly.
That's right, he used to get into voice acting a lot. He was just in the recent Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh,
he does
cool.
the voice of Spot. I am the Spot. He does a really good job. He's really, really good as the Spot.
That's awesome.
The captain is 49, Derek Jeter.
Oh, 49?
49 for former New York Yankees shortstop.
Wow. Man.
There's not much you can't say about that.
No.
One of the greater Yankees, which is saying something.
Yeah, I think he's one of the better all-time ones. You're right.
Melissa and I were celebrating this lady over on our Wiz Country. Gretchen Wilson turned 50 today. Country star, famous for singing Redneck Woman and many more.
Wow, 50.
Mm-hmm. Here for the party.
I brought him up earlier in part because I knew they shared a birthday. Nick Offerman is 53. 53 for Chicago's own Mr. Nick Offerman. Husband to Megan Mullally.
That's right. I forgot they were married.
One of my favorite couples in history. I would love to have coffee with those two. I think it would be so much fun. He's done a lot of good work. Recently, he had a really nice spot in The Last of Us. A great cameo in that. Was the greatest acting I've ever seen him do. Like, by far and away. I had no idea he even had that in him. It blew me away. I've got a lot of love and respect for Nick Offerman, and I had no idea he had that in him. He can do drama.
If you want to check a little side path of Nick Offerman, he appears in the video for They Might Be Giants song, The Greatest.
Oh, yeah.
And it's awesome. Oh, he does a great job in it. Yes.
I got a bookmark.
Yes, check that out. It's good.
Every year, him and Craig Robinson, the famous comedian who was on The Office, are both from Chicago. But Nick is a Cubs fan, and Craig is a White Sox fan. And they do this bit every year going into the season. It's really good. Sean Hayes is 53. Jack.
Wow.
Jazz hands. Jack from Will and Grace, Larry and Three Stooges, Sean Hayes, great actor.
A lot of connections with Will and Grace today, with Megan Mullally, too,
The great Colin Greenwood is 54, Radiohead bassist. Mm. There is no Radiohead song that sounds the same without Colin.
Mm-hmm.
It's an integral part of that band. Harriet Wheeler is 60, singer from The Sundays. Great band, great forgotten
Sundays,
band.
Oh my gosh.
If you get a chance, the Sunday's got a couple of good hits. Blind, Static and Silence, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. But if you get a chance to hear their version of Wild Horses, it is top five greatest covers of all time for me.
It's good stuff.
I like it better than the original. It's one of the few times you will ever hear me say that. But the Rolling Stones version is great. It's obviously, legendary. That version is, to me, the version that I think of when I hear Wild Horses, or I think of the song Wild Horses, and which is one of my favorite songs. I love that song. Let's see here. Mark McKinney is 64. 64 for SNL alum, Night at the Roxbury, and it was in Superstar. But more importantly, Mark McKinney is one of the founding members of Kids in the Hall.
That's I'd forgotten about that.
Not I. I will never forget any member of the Kids in the Hall. One of my favorite sketch comedy groups ever.
They were fun.
Patti Smyth is 66.
Mm.
80s rocker, The Warrior, Goodbye to You, a couple of other hits.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the 80s, Chris Isaak is 67 today.
Oh my gosh. I was just last night, I was listening to his debut album, Silvertone.
Ooh, interesting.
It's awesome. I love Chris Isaak's sound, but all the songs are like Rain at a Funeral.
Yes.
The Lonely Ones. Yes. I'm crying. It's like, whoa, Chris, it's okay, man.
I still,
a rough time for him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do this to many people, but if I met Chris Isaak, I'd ask if he wanted a hug.
Yeah.
I really would. I'm like, hey, are you all right?
He's actually a pretty good actor, too.
He is. He's not bad, Famous, of course, Wicked Game, but has had a very nice career
then.
And Mick Jones is 68, Clash guitarist. Again, none of the Clash sounds the same without Mick. Rock the Casbah, Should I Stay or Should I Go, Train in Vain, and of course, London Calling.
I like his follow-up band, Big Audio Dynamite.
Me too.
With the Globe, that was one of my favorite songs back in the 80s.
A lot of sneaky good songs from them. A lot of good ones. And one more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Nick Zowski. Enjoy your day, Nick.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Joanna Frederick.
Happy birthday,
Joanna. Congratulations.
Stick around. We got good stuff coming up for you. It's going to be on the way. We encourage you to head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week in 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Here's Melissa's news on locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight soul?
Welcome back, everybody. You're lucky I'm here. I was just about to go back, go grab a piece of cardboard and get some breakdance again. And, it was going to be fun.
On the radio. That's
horrible for radio, though. Yeah. Horrible. Very, very bad. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're here to help you sleep this summer. We're going to help you do
summer
that.
Summer sleep, yeah.
Not right now, of course. Not right now, of course. No. We need you live and streaming. Awake and streaming. That's what we need you doing.
Just bring your radio out to your hammock and we'll be good to go.
There you go.
It is summer. And last Wednesday was the first day. So here's something to help anyone who needs to sleep without dumping or pumping AC the next few months. We got five weird hacks for sleeping in the heat.
All right.
Let's see what we think of these. First up, freeze your pajamas. Put them in a plastic bag and toss them in the freezer. You could do the same thing with your pillowcase, too. Now, I have one requirement to this.
Okay.
Okay? If you live with somebody, do not tell them what you're doing. Just do it. Please, 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 I'm begging you. I don't ask it. I don't ask much of you. I don't. But please do this because and please tell me what your significant other or your roommate, whoever you live with, when they open the refrigerator and they see that in there, please, I want to know what their reaction is.
Go to pull out their ice cream what's this?
Please do this, people. Even if you're not going to wear them, do it. I encourage you to do this.
But the Ziploc bag is important.
Yes, please.
That's a very good part of it. Don't just throw them in there.
Nothing worse than freezer burned pajamas, I'm telling you.
You can do the same thing with your pillowcase, of course, too. My Nana actually used to do that with a pillowcase.
Oh, okay, very nice.
But I don't know. That seems okay. I think it's...
Yeah. How long does it last?
That's what my question is. That's exactly what my question was, yeah.
How about use a hot water bottle? It seems counterintuitive, but the idea is to raise your core temperature before you go to bed. Fill it with warm water and put it on your feet. When you take it off, it'll trick your body into thinking it's colder than it is, hopefully long enough to fall asleep.
Hmm.
I don't know.
That is very counterintuitive, I gotta say.
Yeah. I do often have to put socks on when I go to bed, though, because my feet are cold, even when it's hot out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I have frostbite in my toes. I get that. I hear you. Let's see here. Don't sleep naked. If you sweat, it'll just collect on your skin instead of being absorbed by your clothes. Instead, wear something loose-fitting and light that's made of natural fibers like cotton.
Oh, well, that's that's a cool one, yeah.
I hate sleeping in clothes. I hate it. I feel like I'm like the last person on the planet that's like this, but I just don't like it.
I'm sure you're not.
I'm going to be honest. But yeah. I don't like it. It just doesn't feel right. I can't get comfortable. I don't feel there's no clothing I've ever come across that is comfortable for bed. No matter how many pajamas or things I've tried, none of it.
James, have you tried a nightgown?
No, I haven't. No, actually,
maybe you
I haven't.
Should. Maybe you should.
Maybe we found the one thing you
this
haven't
might
tried.
Be the, huh? This might be the ticket for you.
You got me on that one. I have not tried that, so you're right. That's it. Well done, Melissa. I didn't try. Maybe I should. Maybe.
Now, and remember, I mean, the nightgowns are not just for women. Hundreds of years, men wore them too.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Right. Think about that famous, entire movie. Scrooge. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Christmas Carol. Yeah.
Christmas Carol. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
That's right. He's in it the whole time.
That's funny. Is that where your brain immediately went, Melissa? Because that's where mine went.
No, it went to a picture of my grandma's nightgown which was rather comical in my brain.
Yes.
Whoa.
I wish I could.
That's a mashup.
See, I wish you could snap. You could take a screenshot of that in your head.
My brain? No, you would not like that. No, you would not.
I don't know. I think I might. That's funny.
It almost might be worth it for that, though.
That's good. That's good. All right. I promise if I do this, I will take a picture and put it on Facebook. I will do it.
There you go. That'll be great.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know if this, I don't think this is a bad idea. Really, if you struggle with being just too uncomfortable and hot in the summer, you're going to try these. Even if they sound crazy, you're going to try them.
Why not?
Don't share the covers. If you sleep with a significant other, think about using separate blankets. It helps keep your body heat away, so you'll both be cooler.
Yeah, and I am one of those people that radiates heat, which in the wintertime, Beth loves.
Yeah.
She's like, you're so warm, kind of thing. But in the summertime, it can be a bit much.
Leave your hair damp is the last one we have here. Take a shower before bed and don't dry your hair. You'll end up with a wet pillow, but you won't be as hot.
You have some nice looking hair in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fright wig stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
So I don't know if we really took too much from this list from what I'm gathering from y'all, but what do you guys do? What are your personal hacks, or how do you keep cool in the hot summer?
For going to bed, because recently, you know, like I said, we haven't had air conditioning. Yeah. I've had to find a couple of ways to do it. Showering, taking a cool shower before you go to bed, and then, you know, get in front of a fan when you're still a little wet. You know, that helps cool off your body. So I would recommend that. That helps. I think, well, Melissa and I talked about it, I think, last week on the air about opening up the house in the evening when there's cooler, when the air is cooler, and bringing the cool air, and then shutting it again in the morning so you can keep some of that cool air in.
Before the sun gets hot.
Exactly. So those are some things that I've done.
Hmm. Melissa?
I have to sleep with a sheet over me, like, and I sleep with pajamas on or something, you know, even if it's just a t-shirt and shorts or a nightgown. But I also like to be covered up with at least a sheet. But if I get too warm, I'll stick a foot out.
Yeah, 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 I get that.
Because like you said, your feet get cold. So that actually makes sense.
I got
Or nothing. There's always the flip your pillow over to get the cool side.
Yeah. So, reminds me of one of my favorite lines ever, Billy Dee Williams. Cool like the other side of the pillow. It's cool. It's a good line. It's
I
good
remember
line.
That one, yeah.
Those are good. Those are good. I got nothing. I have nothing to add to this list. I have nothing. Nor should I speak at all when it comes to sleep. Like I don't really have a leg to stand on when it comes
to
this.
Or if you can afford it, get an air conditioner, I guess.
Yeah.
That's probably the best way. Make you most comfortable.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Hope you're having a good start to your day out there. A little Black Velvet for you. Song still holds up.
Yeah.
I don't know if this song ever wasn't a hit. Like, it just feels like it's always been there.
It's somewhat timeless.
Yeah.
It sounds like Bonnie Raitt should have covered it at some point.
Yes.
If you ask me.
Yes. Hope you're having a good start to your work week out there, everybody. Thanks for joining Melissa, Seth, and I. And especially those of you that could have been doing this for a living. All you true crime fans, and there are a lot of you
There's
out
a
there.
Lot of them. There's
oh, yeah.
A lot of true crime fans out there. You might want to think about relocating to Tucson, Arizona, because this job might be for you. If you've ever wanted to be a detective but not a police officer, now is your chance. The Tucson Police Department is creating a new position that's exactly that. The job title is Professional Staff Investigator. You basically get to be a detective without the normal requirements of 3 years of being a police officer first.
Wow.
It does require some training. You'd go through 7 weeks at a police academy and then 3 months of field training. You also need at least an associate's degree, 2 years of experience in a related field, and to have seen every single episode of Law and Order. That's just my...
You added that last requirement there,
that last part there, Well, how else are you going to be able to do the you know, punchline to go into commercial break? You've got to learn from Jerry Orbach.
I don't know if anyone can be better than him, though.
No,
man.
You're right.
So good.
The examples they give for this for that include public safety, loss prevention, crime scene management, and forensics. After the training, you'd get to do most of the stuff real detectives do, like visit crime scenes, collect evidence, interview suspects, and bust bad guys. You just wouldn't get a gun and couldn't be the first person on the scene. You also wouldn't be able to make arrests. Technically, you're still a civilian.
Okay.
If you're up for it, it pays between $22 and $33 an hour, and they're not just hiring one person, they're looking to hire 20.
Whoa!
They say they're doing it because the general public already helps with investigations just through deep dives on Google. So they went to, quote, get to that untapped potential. You can apply online. The cutoff date is July 24th.
Crowdsourcing. Crowdsourcing investigations. Interesting.
If you lived in Arizona, is this something you would do? Melissa, did you have something there?
No. I would be terrible at this job.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Seth?
It would be interesting in the sense that, you know, being a research person, loving to do research, I can totally see where that part of it would be really cool. The other parts, I don't know. If I could be the guy in the chair, like, you know, and talk to him and not have to go, like, I'm not interested in going to crime scenes. I'm not interested in doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But if I could just, you know, research stuff, then that'd be cool. But I don't think that's what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. I think that this is another way to try to increase their workforce without having to go through what a police officer goes through.
Yeah.
You know, I think everyone everywhere is kind of suffering from that across law enforcement in the country. So this is another avenue, way to increase their workforce without
having to go through
the necessary requirements of being a full-blown police officer.
Right.
I would hope maybe it creates a little empathy towards our police officers and all the work that goes in to do that job. And maybe seeing that. I don't mind. I mean, anything that helps, this is good. That's great. It does leave a lot of gray area to me, though. There's a bit of concern with that. And with as hard as it is to, you know, get some of these cases to even see a jury, let alone, you know, to get just even any justice whatsoever. I don't know. I'm not sure. There's concern here because to me, the biggest thing that screamed, I've been on both sides of this one, all right?
Right.
Just to get that out of the way. And when it comes to that, every detective I've ever known leans on their experience as a police officer.
Right.
You take that away, I don't know how great that makes them as a detective. Now, this isn't the same thing, obviously, as a bona fide person who was a police officer then became a detective.
Right.
And that, you know, not going to have the same sets of standards or the same laws applied to. But, you know, at the same time, I hope this story tells people how hard what Melissa was talking about there, how we're not having people do this job as much as we used to. But also it creates some empathy and that this isn't TV. It is not TV, everybody.
But I had another thought here, too. This speaks to how important it is to have more professionals within our police departments, because police officers can't do it all. They can't patrol the streets, you know, solve these detective-needed crimes, be mental health counselors, be EMTs, be, you know, all of these different things that we're asking of our police officers. We need to broaden what it means to be a part of the police force,
right?
In general, I think, and have more professionals involved that, you know, they're not necessarily police officers, but they are work for the police.
Like a general, like public safety department, not just police. Right. They would certainly be part of it, but it would be like you said, more professionals, more mental health professionals, maybe more investigators, like they're talking about here, just doing that kind of work and expanding, like
diversifying
it.
Our police force.
Something like that.
I like it.
It's. I'm curious to see how this goes. I'm even more curious to see if other communities, other cities, adapt to this.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Tucson's a big city, so it'll be interesting to see how it would work. Because, like I said, 20 people. Wow, that's quite a few. So, and to see if there's like a lot of interest in it too. That's the other thing I'd be curious about.
Yeah.
Our next topic is an interesting one, and I purposely did this because there is no segue, and I just love going in a completely different direction. In a new poll by the Wall Street Journal, 40% of people say the sexiest when a man has two unbuttoned buttons at the top of his shirt. How many buttons is the sexiest, though? 38% of people say one top button is undone, and that's sexier. 12% say no buttons undone. And 10% think three buttons undone is the sexiest part. Among men only, the most popular answer was one button, so women are pushing the unbuttoning and not men.
Ooh. Interesting.
I have watched my aunt do this.
Oh, yeah?
Just like walking up to men and unbuttoning two buttons on their shirts, yes.
Whoa.
I had somebody do that to me once. I wonder if it was your aunt.
It might have been. You know, she takes... She will not hold back.
I did not mind. I did not mind when it was done. I thought it was very funny. I thought it was hilarious.
And if you button it back up, she'll be back 2 minutes later to unbutton it for you again.
Nice. Here are some other results from this poll that they did. Only 22% of people think men over 50 look sexy in sneakers. That's rough.
Why? In sneakers?
Come on.
Sneakers.
72% say Birkenstock sandals are not sexy, no matter what age you are.
Yeah. Sandals. Just,
Birkenstock sandals. What is that? I feel like I should know that.
They're comfy and expensive.
Oh, these.
Yeah. They are expensive, considering what you're getting. Yeah.
Yeah, except that they're, I believe that that's the brand who will replace the soles. They have a lifetime warranty.
Oh,
wow. They'll replace the sole for you.
That's a good deal.
Boy, if anyone needs their sole replaced, it's me. No, wait a minute.
Only 3% of people answered ankles for the sexiest part of a man that a man can reveal. The number one answer was biceps.
But biceps. It's still biceps.
Interesting.
Even after all these years. Okay. All right.
47% of people are not turned on by men's jewelry. Interesting. 52% are not interested in men wearing red. On the flip side, 41% say black clothes are generally sexier.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. Wow. What, with all of these you keep going through, Tom Jones keeps flying into my brain for some reason.
That's not
unusual. The jewelry, how many buttons? Of course, he had all of his except like one unbuttoned. So, you know.
My list of Tom Jones songs I know is very limited. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that was a pretty good joke right
there.
I thought that was pretty good on my part.
Yeah, yeah.
65% of people say baggy clothes are a turnoff.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
75% of people say glasses are sometimes, usually, or always sexy.
75?
Sometimes, usually, or always. Wow. That's every option.
Yeah. They're just about, yeah.
Yeah, I don't
except
know.
For never.
Yeah, I did not know what to
that's
do.
That's a quarter.
I did not know how to answer that one.
That was not a well-constructed question. Let's just put that in. No.
This survey would have made me very uncomfortable. 44% of people say clean-shaven faces are sexy, but a whopping 56% prefer some sort of facial hair.
Really? That's got to change in eras. Yeah. That has to go up and down as eras and styles change, you'd think.
How long should a man's shorts be? 64% of people say just above the knee, 19% say shorter than that, and 17% say below the knee.
Below the knee?
Bermuda shorts.
Yes, please wear culottes.
I don't know if they're still making JNCOs, but I guess if you wanted to wear those or something, swim in your clothes.
If they asked other men about this, they would say it has to. No men's shorts go past go to the very top of the knee.
Yep.
Because men, no. In my opinion, I'm sorry.
I hate my knees. I hate my knees. I love covering my knees. And this just breaks my heart. It hurts. But it is the way the world has gone for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time. Yep.
Maybe James could bring back culottes. I don't know. That'd be
pedal pushers.
Jodhpurs, you know, if you can play some polo.
I don't think I could bring back even disease. I don't know. There's nothing I can bring back. I might end trends.
Maybe you can't. Well, maybe once and for all. You could say that we're done with this now.
The least sexy style is athletic wear with just 6% of the vote, which is hilarious since that's all I'm in right now. That's hilarious. The sexier styles include T-shirt and jeans and a suit and shirt and chinos.
Shirt and chinos, okay.
And, or khakis.
Now, if you're a single person out there listening, this list might have been helpful to you. But if you are already with somebody, you know better than most, none of this matters. Mm-mm. None of this matters. It's all case-by-case basis.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that everybody listening out there, there were parts of this that you agreed with and parts you were just completely flabbergasted
exactly.
by. I don't know.
There are some buttons that should never be undone.
yes.
Well said, Melissa. Well said.
It was so good, Mel. I almost went to break, and we got like 2 minutes left.
We can't. She did a mic drop, and we couldn't go anywhere. We had to stay. Dang it.
I mean, but truly, attractiveness is all in the eye of the beholder.
Of course.
Really is.
Yeah.
We all are into different things and like different things. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I'm one of those people that I do believe, maybe it's just the foolish romantic in me. I really believe that there is somebody out there that finds somebody else. They're the most attractive person ever. Like there's mm-hmm. some. I'm not saying I necessarily think that this is your soulmate and those things. I think that that stuff is here or there for people. It mm-hmm. depends on what you feel and what you believe. But I do think that everybody is attractive to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think,
and you can find something attractive about everybody if you
exactly
if you're looking for it.
Yeah,
well, very well said. We're going to go to no, we got no, okay, so,
well,
to
well, here,
no,
let me throw this out there. Let me throw this out there. Our sense of fashion is completely constructed by the society we grow up in, mm-hmm. you know. And like I said, it changes. The thing I don't understand is how come women have so many more choices than men do?
Oh,
like, because you guys get pockets.
Yep. I knew right.
And that's
where
it. Pockets.
Yeah.
That's the end.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. You are dead alone on this one, brother. I am sorry, but yeah, I knew.
And while we have more choices, our clothes are far more uncomfortable.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. Man.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Everything Melissa says for the next 10 minutes.
Kilts.
Yes.
We need to make everyday kilts. Got to bring those. Bring them up here. So there you go.
Oh, please do. Please do.
I'm going to have to look at James' knees again. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if you want that. I don't think
they can be longer
that.
than knee length.
Okay. There we go. All right.
They traditionally are, I think.
We're going to take a break right here. We'll be back with The Kitchens Open coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.